USA, baby, I get where you're coming from. Cash feels like freedom because it's familiar, doesn't show up on a bank statement. But here's the truth. Cash is extremely trackable. Banks file CTRs, stores have cameras, bills are serialized, and any large withdrawal, it raises a red flag because you're dependent on infrastructure like banks, like Western Union, like governments to make it work. If I need to send cash overseas, I need a third party and I need their permission. That's not autonomy. Not at all. That's the definition of dependence. With something like Bitcoin, I can transact anytime with anyone across the world without asking anyone's permission. Yeah, it's traceable on the blockchain, but it's tied to my private key, which I can abstract from my identity. And there's a big difference between transparency and control. It's nearly impossible to stop a Bitcoin transaction, any cryptocurrency transaction on a decentralized network once it's initiated. That is the kind of freedom cash wishes it had. So, you know, crypto doesn't take away your autonomy. In many ways, it is the first time we have ever really had it. And I want to be clear, in that regard, it's an innovation. An innovation that doesn't just make it possible to own money, but any information that matters to you for the very first time.